Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Ulf Jonsson, Portfolio Strategy Manager of Cloud and NFVI at Ericsson. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So let's just get started with a description of your job at Ericsson and how that fits in with Ericsson's broader focus on transforming networks.
Sure. So my name is Ulf Jonsson. I'm working for Ericsson in the headquarter in Sweden, where I'm responsible for the NFVI infrastructure portfolio strategy and also the business strategy for NFVI.
Now, Ericsson has been on this program a number of times, and you guys have made incredible progress in terms of delivering NFVI solutions to the marketplace and very foot forward NFVI solutions to the marketplace. Why don't you just tell me where we are in your perspective with that transformation and how that's affected by the upcoming 5G?
Yeah. So I think everything right now is focused around getting prepared and ready for the 5G era. As you know, the virtualization started some years ago now in the telecom space. And I think there are many operators now moved to a shared NFVI infrastructure where they run multiple telco applications on this. But they're all typically VM-based today. So they run on virtual machines, typically on kind of an OpenStack type of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But in the 5G era, we're really moving into that the 5G applications will be cloud native. So what that means is that 5G applications will be containerized.
Right.
They will be built using a kind of microservices software architecture. So in that era, it's important now that we have a data center infrastructure, software-defined infrastructure, who can help in the evolution from kind of VM-based to more Kubernetes-based and cloud or container as a service platform-ready infrastructure. And that's really a lot of the focus we have right now in Ericsson.
So when you think about containerized data centers, why is this so critical? I would assume it's ease of transport, but why is it so critical to make the move to cloud native for 5G in particular?
There are a number of reasons for that. One is the need to be able to have kind of a distributed infrastructure. Now with the 5G applications, what we want to be able to do is to be able to set up something that we call network slices. Mm-hmm. And with that, basically set up different network slices that has the characteristics that you need for different type of consumers, different type of enterprises, different industries, different type of end user applications. So this means that we need to be even more efficient in being able to place the applications where it's optimal location and a much more flexible way than we've ever seen before. So for instance, if you have a latency demand in applications, or you might need to distribute them far out in the network, others mm-hmm. are centralized. And I think with this whole microservices architecture, you get that flexibility. But that said, I think this journey will take a long time. So if you talk from an kind of data center infrastructure or software-defined infrastructure point of view, we will see that for many years, a lot of applications will be VM-based. Mm-hmm. So basically, the infrastructure need to cater for a mix of both VM-based and kind of containerized applications. And the key then is how do you do this in as efficient way as possible? And here, I think this software-defined infrastructure that Ericsson brings, actually in collaboration with Intel on leveraging rack-scale design and Redfish APIs, and so it's really key to enable that infrastructure.
When you think about that transition period, what are the critical things embedded in Redfish that allow for that heterogeneous environment?
For me, it's about the flexibility to manage your hardware assets, the compute, your network and storage resource in a much more flexible way. Mm-hmm. So for instance, if you have now a lot of applications running on VMs, you can set up something in software then. So you have a fully programmable hardware pool that you can then set up something that we call VPODs, virtualized performance optimized data centers. So you could set up one of those for your kind of OpenStack and VM-based environment. Mm-hmm. And then you can set up in software using the same, leveraging the same hardware infrastructure and you have to also set up another VPOD then for your containerized platform running on bare metal. And as you over the years start to be more and more cloud native, you can still leverage that infrastructure investment mm-hmm. you've done during this transition. And I think this is a rack-scale design, really, and fit a very important purpose.
Obviously, data centers have been working on deploying containerized solutions for a few years. Is there something unique about network workloads and the hardening of what's required for communications that takes this even further?
Yes. So this is also one of the key reasons why we believe strongly in this VPOD concept. Because typically, if you take telco applications, especially if you take those that are payload intensive or throughput intensive, that's like the packet gateway and so on, then you need to set up your hardware resource and infra resource for high throughput, maybe SREV. You will not allow any overcommit of the resources. You need to set it up for high availability and so on. And also, it's very important also from a security point of view. Basically, you can't let, for instance, other... Now, if you build an infrastructure that actually can run also different type of end-user applications on that kind of cloud infrastructure, you don't want those to compromise in security sure. with your kind of core telco applications. So the VPOD concept also allows that with a separation of the infrastructure all the down to the hardware level. But still... really being able to leverage your common hardware pool of resources.
But you'd have unique provisioning and prioritization for those.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned rack-scale design. Ericsson has been delivering rack-scale design-based solutions for a couple of years now. What has the response been in the market with rack-scale design, and what are your customers thinking about the increased flexibility of the pods?
I mean, in general, I think everyone is excited about the rack-scale design. I think we're still quite early on the journey to mm-hmm. kind of fully leverage the potential rack-scale design. But it's clear all operators we meet, they really see the strong benefits that the rack-scale design provides, being able to kind of make sure that we have a fully programmable software-defined infrastructure.
You say that it's early for rack-scale design. Is that because of the relative youth of the software infrastructure managing rack-scale, or is it just a revolutionary concept to customers that will take some time to get used to?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's quite a new concept, and I think customers need to learn what it means. Then that said, I think to have a very intelligent kind of infrastructure management software, it's quite a complex software. I think we're still fairly early on that journey to deliver on the promise of software-defined infrastructure and rack-scale design with a full automation of your infrastructure mm-hmm. and a kind of closed-loop assurance, and also connecting that to kind of analytics and so on. And we're not fully there yet, but that's what we're working on.
Fantastic. Now we're at the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague. What are you hearing here that's intriguing in terms of the industry's move to 5G? And where do you think the operators are in terms of their perspectives on that topic?
Yes, I actually asked the question in my session, how many feel that they are ready with their data center infrastructure and cloud infrastructure for 5G? And actually, no one raised their hand. So I think for me, this is kind of tells me that we really have a lot to do here to ensure that they really getting ready, because 5G is just around the corner.
Right.
Next year, we will start to see the real deployments. And I think we better as an industry get ready now.
Well, if I'm sure that folks who are listening online want to learn more about how to work with Ericsson on this, where would you send them for more information to learn about your products and engage with the Ericsson sales team?
Of course, we have our site, ericsson.com. So that's where you can find all information. I would especially go into the area around NFVI, so Network Function Virtualization Infrastructure, that you can find all the information about everything we do in this area.
Thank you for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.